Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And we're back, Mark.
Yeah, it's been way too long since I heard that intro music. It's been several days.
Yes, it has.
I must say I'm jonesing.
Last time we did the show was Saturday night. And then right after the show was over, put the archive online as usual, packed up a moving truck, got in, and the next morning, rather, and headed up here to New Hampshire, which is where we are right now.
Yeah, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, the Free State.
And I'm very pleased to be here, but I think we've got a little story to tell, don't we?
Well, I can't even begin to tell you where to start.
Yeah. We initially had hoped, and I had planned to have a show last night, Tuesday night. We knew we weren't going to be able to make Monday night. Normally, we never take days off on Free Talk Live, so some of the more astute of you listeners were aware that something was up.
Well, it didn't take a lot if you listen on a regular basis. All three of the co-hosts disappeared.
Leaving one week.
In the same week, and then, maybe we'll get on Monday, maybe we won't, say. So, yeah, there were some clues.
So some people were kind of figuring out as time went on what was happening. But there was no way we could have possibly have moved up. I mean, it was approximately a 25, 26-hour drive straight just to get here from Florida. And so when we arrived, we figured we were going to be able to unpack a few things, throw down a few air mattresses, and pass out, right?
Right. Not so much.
Well, the idea was the house that I purchased up here, when I bought it, it's a duplex, and I inherited the tenants. So it was fully rented at the time that I purchased it.
Right.
And the one side, people there are fine. They're great. The other side is a couple college kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody out there is a landlord, you probably know exactly what this is like. Essentially, these kids have absolutely no idea what responsibility is. They don't understand what contracts are. And we can get back into that in a moment. But basically, I bought the house back in May. And as soon as I purchased the home, you know, I got a look at the leases. I was able to see when they signed up, when their lease was set to expire. And I didn't, break the lease early or anything like that. Their lease was set to expire at the end of August. So when I bought the house in May, that's 3 months before August,
right?
The first thing I did, Mark, was I sent them official notice. Hey, guys, we're going to be moving up there. Need you to leave at the end of your lease.
Right. Your lease is up. Goodbye.
Which means September 1st, you have to be out. I made it very clear. I sent it official Free Talk Live stationery and everything.
The whole deal.
And so you would think that that would have been enough.
Apparently
I mean,
not.
You would think that, I consider myself a pretty reasonable dude. And I think that 3 months notice to leave a rental house, that's pretty reasonable. That's not unusual. I mean, in fact, I think it's, I could have given them 30 days if I'd wanted to, right?
Right, you have 30 days. Yeah, right. But you give them 30 days notice and out they go.
And that would have sucked. I mean, I could imagine it from being, I was trying to think of things from a renter's perspective. Mm-hmm. If I was renting someplace, I'd like to have 90 days notice instead of 30. I mean, it's just easier. You get more time to look around for a new place, more time to plan moving, all that sort of thing, instead of having to rush in 30 days. So I tried to do everything I could up front. To give these guys ample notice that we're coming up, be out of the house.
You might as well give them the notice. I mean, it seems like that it's the kind thing to do.
So I did that, and then in August, and these guys were late every single month with their rent payment, and what are you going to do? They're college kids. They pay the extra 5% one month. The next month, there's excuses. And then in August, which was supposed to be their last month, unfortunately, the prior landlord, the guy that owned the house before me, he, I guess, was in a rush or something to rent the house. For some reason, he didn't collect the last month's rent payment up front.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, if you're ever going to own property,
first, last, security.
Huge mistake. Do not be in a rush to where you want the money so bad that you're going to accept just first and security.
Because essentially these guys just said, we're not paying the last month's rent.
Right.
They wanted to take some kind of government assistance, and which required you to give your Social Security number and all kinds of crazy stuff. And
yeah, They wanted me to take a handout from the city of Keene, which required me to jump through these hoops And I told them, look, you know, it's not my responsibility as the landlord to jump through a bunch of hoops, especially to take welfare from the taxpayers of Keene. Not going to do it. It's your responsibility to pay me. And that's not unreasonable either, I don't think.
No.
If it is, 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from you. Also, I'd like to hear from you if you've got landlord hell stories, because this is definitely a landlord hell story.
Yeah,
no doubt.
You got here a little before me, I think 2 hours maybe, hour and a half. I stopped. I had the Fuzzbuster, so I was able to go quickly, and you were stuck in a big old truck, so you had to go slowly. But you had two people in the truck, so you could continue to drive
exactly.
on through. I stopped off in Virginia or something for a nap in some awful, awful hotel room.
Now, I knew it was going to be bad. I expected that it was going to be bad. There were renters. There was no last month. There was a conflict over the last month's payment. They knew I was going to be taking the security deposit, so I expected the house to be just in miserable condition. And I was aware that there was going to be junk in the house because Russell Canning, who's one of the local Free Staters here, he was managing the property for me, sort of coming by, collecting the rent checks, checking things out. And he had told me that it looked like that, I mean, we came up over the weekend, so that's a couple days after the end of August, right? So they were supposed to be out at the end of August. We were coming out a couple days into September. So there's a bit of a window there.
Yeah.
And
a small window, but a window.
Right. So Russell had been sort of periodically checking up on the property, and he called me to let me know that, you know, there's some junk in the house.
Mm.
And so, okay, you know, I kind of expected, well, that's what's going to happen, right? And he said, then it looks like there's a sleeping bag in the house.
Hmm.
And that there might still be somebody staying there. He wasn't sure because he didn't actually catch anyone there. But nonetheless, we were expecting the worst. So we arrived, and there wasn't anyone there, and indeed the house was trashed.
Yeah.
There was just, I mean, how would you describe it?
Ankle-deep trash everywhere. From, you know, just dirty clothes left in a pile in different places to cigarette butts and, you know, different food containers.
It was disgusting.
Beer bottles.
Open food, I mean, food, dishes in the sink.
Yes.
Disgusting bathroom, urine on the floor. I mean, it was just
gross. I haven't seen
any
pests except for little flies that were around some of the food, but...
Well, there was a mouse trap with a mouse still in it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then there was this, there's a mud room. See, if you live up north, they have these things called mud rooms where it for instance, or I guess if you live in the northeast, I don't know about the rest of the country, but... where during the spring when it's really muddy out or during the winter when it's really snowy out, you enter through that part of the house, kind of like a little airlock. You can take off your boots and take off your coat and that sort of thing and then leave them there and then go into the house so you don't track all that stuff in. Well, what they had been doing apparently, because they'd lived here for 6 months, what they had been doing is there's no trash day apparently. You sort of have to hire someone to do your trash or take it to the dump yourself around here, which is cool.
Nice.
I'm fine with that. But apparently these lazy folks were just throwing their trash into the mudroom. And so the mudroom was stacked several feet high. I mean,
yeah.
At least 2 or 3 feet high with just garbage bags and just beer bottles. I mean, it was horrible.
It was crazy.
And so I was pretty dismayed when I stepped into the home. I mean, I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, we had just come from a 26-hour trip. We're tired, man.
Oh, yeah.
We managed to catch 1 or 2 hours in the truck.
As
the other person drove. But we were ready to throw down an air mattress. There is no room to throw down an air mattress.
No.
There's crap everywhere.
Who would want
to
sleep in it? Smelled in here.
So the first thing we had to do was start cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then one of the renters arrives as we begin to clean up. And that's where things get interesting. We're going to continue the story, but we're going to John in New Hampshire first. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, I am glad that I called early because I got to enjoy the sound check as I waited on the phone. And knowing where that sound check was coming from, I'm thinking, you guys are in John Galt's Gulch.
Well, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, at least.
John, did you hear me reciting The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe?
Hello? John? John in New Hampshire?
Are you still there?
Yeah. We're here, man. What's going on?
I just got that beep after our conversation started.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably a call waiting thing. Anyway, we're going to come back to you. Hang on, John. 800-259-9231. There's a lot more to this landlord hell story.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So far, we've driven to New Hampshire, arrived to a trashed house that the renters have supposedly left. As we begin to clean up, one of the renters shows up. things get a little more interesting from there. And back then, things get a lot more interesting. 1-800-259-9231. Your landlord hell stories, if you got them. This is your show, and of course, you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. We're inside hour number one, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We're back live. We are out of commission for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and we're explaining why. There is quite a story behind why it is. We did not have a live show for you last night.
Well, Monday's easy. It was Labor Day, and we would have had to have worked pretty hard to get a board up. And
right, because we'd moved to New Hampshire, and so that was just a wash. We weren't really expecting to do a show, but we wanted to have one done on Tuesday night. There were some major factors that prevented it from happening. We're going to continue the story here in moments. It involves a really bad tenant-landlord situation. But we're going back to the phones first. It's John in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, guys, yeah. I was maybe exaggerating by calling New Hampshire Gulch. Gulch, you guys know the Ayn Rand novel, which refers to Gulch, Gulch.
Is that Atlas Shrugged?
Yeah, Atlas Shrugged. Okay. So that's an exaggeration.
Here's the irony, by the way, of this whole situation. After we get done telling the story about these bad tenants and how irresponsible and terrible they are in general, the irony is the one book in the house that we found in this house, Atlas Shrugged.
It was weird.
It was just bizarre.
Well, maybe 10 years down the road it will sink in for these young boys.
That may be what it's going
to
take.
I wanted to say one thing to you guys. I wanted to say two words. Welcome home.
Well,
welcome,
John, we appreciate
it. Live. And if I can set down this phone just for 1 second, I want to play something for you. Two lines.
It's got to be quick, John. We got calls coming in. All right, John's setting down the phone.
And if you don't like him, you won't like me either. They're damn good rebels, and I'm glad to see their home at last in Keene.
Thanks, John.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Really appreciate it. Talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Short is good. Short is very good. What are you typing over there, Mark? You're supposed to be doing a radio show.
I'm listening away.
Okay, then. Let's continue with the calls. John in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. John, in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Welcome home.
Oh, thanks. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, nothing. Just, this is John Maltz. Just calling up to say I'm glad you finally made it back to New Hampshire.
Okay. I certainly appreciate that, John. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Okay, no more welcome home calls at this point. We have a radio show to do. We have to keep it entertaining, and that's enough.
Well, everybody's just happy
it's appreciated, but we can't have 50 people calling in and say welcome home because that's not a radio show. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so let's talk to Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar.
Paul. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's up?
Good, sir.
Yeah, Mark, you're not Manwich, are you?
Well, I formerly...
He was.
I am the radio talk show host formerly known as Manwich.
Oh, you're doing a Prince on us? Okay.
You haven't even seen me do my prints yet.
Hey, man. Hey, well, I like one thing I can say about you. It looks like you're more than talk here in New Hampshire now.
That's right. That was one of your old critiques on us, Paul. Was
yeah,
you thought
yeah.
That we were just
well,
talk
well,
show
not,
hosts.
Well, no, no, not necessarily on you. On the whole libertarian movement, man. Speaking for you, gentlemen, you've showed action, but there's still a lot out there, and you know. I've familiar with libertarians even before I even ran into your talk show, mm-hmm. and I don't want to get on that subject, but I was talking to the LaRouche camp, and I called up LaRouche, and I've got some libertarian friends that, they like to complain a lot, but mm-hmm. they're running scared, and I mean, I've had libertarian friends that talk about the government taxes so much, you think they're about ready to shoot someone. But they run, you know, and I don't suggest anyone shoot anyone. I'm just saying that they talk this tough talk, but, you know, when it comes time to do something, like one time we went to the protest, I mobilized some people to go to D.C. January 18th to protest the war before it happened.
Okay.
And we had these shirts made up, you know, and we all went as a group. And afterwards, you know, like, they didn't even want to keep the shirts. I'm like, here, I don't want to get caught with the shirt. You know,
having the shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
But they actually showed up.
Oh yeah. Well thanks
good.
To my. You know how I am. I'm very forceful in some ways, and I guess I try to make people walk the walk if they're talking it. And so that happened. But I was talking to. Well, I got a call from LaRouche. A friend of mine got a call from LaRouche, and he's a Democrat.
Uh-huh.
And when LaRouche called him up, he didn't want to talk to him, but he unfortunately gave him my number about a week ago. And so LaRouche's camp called up, and I really don't know much about him, but my libertarian friends, they always talk about LaRouche. So I talked to the guy.
Really?
And I said,
nobody ever talks about Lyndon LaRouche around here.
Yeah. And well, when I got a hold of the guy on the phone, he said that They're not libertarian. Matter of fact, they don't like libertarian. But one thing I'd like to say about the LaRouche camp, as you know, it's not my belief because I'm not in the beliefs. Okay. I'm in the facts and documentation.
Spit it out, Paul. Come on.
Yeah. But they said that they're not libertarians and that libertarians are, you know, basically evil and just, you know, good. But one thing about the LaRouche camp is they're a bunch of cult members, man. I mean, everything you see about the LaRouche camp is...
I don't see anything about Lyndon LaRouche. I mean, what's he doing these days? The only time I've ever even heard his name is apparently at one time some people misassociated him with the Libertarian Party, and now in some people's minds when you mention the word libertarian, Lyndon LaRouche comes up. I don't even know anything else about the guy. Paul, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. You know what I think is important that he brought up is that we actually did something, Mark. Mm-hmm. We're not just libertarians who talk, which is what libertarians are really good at, sitting around in meetings and talking. We actually got up and moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And this is something we were talking about with some of the Free Staters here in Keene the other night, and that is that the Free State Project is really separating the doers from the talkers.
Yep, the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect litmus test to really find out who's serious about achieving and acquiring liberty in their lifetimes.
It seems to me the only logical way that things could work. I mean, you can say what you want about it might have its troubles. It's certainly taken a while for us to get to 7,000. It took a little while.
You mean the Free State Project?
The Free State Project. It took a little while for the snowball to get rolling. That kind of thing. But there's people here and they're making a difference.
Exactly. Speaking of people making a difference, Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hello, sir.
Okay, let me get this straight. You guys just crossed into freedom for practically the first time in your life, and all you can do is gripe about your apartment or your renter situation.
Dave, have you ever owned any property?
Isn't there anything good going on as a result of living in freedom?
Yes, of course there are good things going on. But this is, let me tell you, Dave, there's more to this story, and it is very, very intriguing. So just wait until it's done before you pass judgment on it.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Dave, have you ever owned property?
No, and that's the reason I don't want to have happen to me the kind of stuff. I mean, how can you trust somebody else with something like your home? That's the thing that...
This story is also an educational story for those people who don't own property yet but would like to and maybe rent it out someday. The moral of the story is going to be always collect a last month's rent payment because otherwise your renters are going to screw you. So we're going to get into that. But, Dave, did you have anything else on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say welcome to New Hampshire.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is going on? I tried to do one of my silent protests. Raids today on the IRS office in Nashua.
Oh, really?
But I was too late. They were about to close, so I decided to wait.
Next time, Dave. Talk to you later. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I'll get you next time. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. We're going to continue the story of what happened when we arrived in New Hampshire. It wasn't what we'd expected. In fact, it was pretty bad at first, but then things took a unexpected twist. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner.
The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of Southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show, in fact, the last year of the show, right there on the front page of the site, easily downloadable for your convenience, totally free, freetalklive.com. And, of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more freedom in your lifetime. You can get in touch with them at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And, of course, we're in New Hampshire now, Mark.
Right. We moved with the Free State Project.
Exactly. We moved up over the weekend, expected to arrive, throw down some mattresses, crash, because we'd just driven 26 hours, and we came to a house that was trashed.
Uh-huh.
Just stuff left everywhere. And we're going to pick up this story, because it takes an interesting twist. When we arrived, I was so dismayed. I mean, I was expecting it to be bad. I knew there was going to be junk. I knew that they were going to do something. It was my first time experiencing
you're
this.
You're so fastidious with the way you keep your house. It is clean,
yes,
wherever you live.
Right.
And it was the opposite of that when you arrived, and I arrived maybe an hour and a half later. I don't think much happened between your arrival and mine.
No.
Except that the one renter showed up.
He showed up. I was pretty overwhelmed, and he came back to get some of his valuable stuff, which he had in the basement, a drum set, keyboards, stuff like that. Which we would have, if we'd had the time, we would have changed the locks on the house to where he couldn't have done something like that. Because when you're renting a house and your renters are supposed to be out by a certain date, And if they're not out by that date, anything in there is yours at that point.
Right. At that point, you can take whatever you want of valuables. If it's been abandoned 72 hours, you can take whatever you want of the valuables and sell them in lieu of if you've taken any damages. In your case, they had not paid the last month's rent because they just expected you to take the security deposit. Well, the security deposit is to ensure that the house comes back in reasonable condition.
So they
the
knew they could screw
like
me.
A frickin' dump.
They knew they could screw me, and they did. And so this guy comes back while you're here, and we just got into a little bit of a tissy out in the front yard. Mm-hmm. Things got a little heated, I guess. It was threatened that the cops would be called. Of course, you and I are both people that aren't people that call the cops on others. It was just a threat. But the kid's attitude was just stunning, wasn't it?
Well, he essentially trespassed.
Right.
And it was, I'm very surprised. He just went in the house and took some stuff. And it was either call the law, shoot him, or beat him up on the front lawn.
And I don't want to get it. You know, that's not a good way to start things here in New Hampshire. So we let him go in and get a couple things loaded in his truck. And he claimed he was going to come back and clean it up. But we don't have time for that. We don't have time to sit around and wait as this guy comes in at his leisure and
clearly
cleans
cleaning
things
is
up.
Not his billowack.
Right. He's getting his stuff.
Right.
He wasn't going to clean the mess.
By cleaning, he means taking the crap that he still wants.
Right. Exactly. So when he left, we went out, got locks, secured the house.
Changed the deadbolt, put a padlock on the basement door.
Exactly. And as expected, he didn't return. And he went out and made one trip. I think he came back and got a few other bags at that point that had been left outside, and then he left again. And so we had secured the home, and then what was the next step, Mark?
I saw you talking to him on the front lawn as I drove up. And that was when there was the exchange of, you know, him just basically asking us for some of his remaining stuff. And we're like, no, not until we get the rent. And
wait a minute. You're jumping ahead.
Am I?
So he left. Okay. This is a long, complex story. Okay. He left. We had secured the house. So that means that we're now in the house. We're totally occupying the house. They can't get back in. Now we have a mess to clean up.
Oh, yeah.
And again, we are going on just a few hours of sleep having driven up from Florida. So we're wanting to go to sleep, but we can't because the mess just has to start being cleaned up. So we're throwing stuff in bags, putting it outside the house. Essentially, I called the guy and I said, look, you can come and get your stuff. Your stuff's going to be outside the house by Tuesday night. If it's not gone by Wednesday night, and it's not gone, by the way,
no,
then we're going to take it to the dump. So tomorrow morning, we're taking the crap to the dump. So I let him know, you know, fair notice. If you want your crap, it's going to be outside. So we started bagging it up, putting it outside. And as we're going through the house, we start to notice things.
Yeah, there's some really odd stuff going on.
Right, because remember, I was pretty upset and disturbed by the condition the house was left in. But as we started going, things got really interesting. What was the first thing we found,
Mark?
In
my room, there were a couple of potted plants that looked like they had died and been sheared off at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went into my closet, and there was all kinds of what looked like hay in there, just dried leaves.
Brown leaves.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Five-sided leaves.
Yeah, five-fingered leaves. And apparently, you know, they was doing a little grow operation in my closet.
And I don't think it was an oak tree or anything
that. No, he wasn't. The man was growing marijuana.
It was marijuana.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was growing pot in the closet on the second story of the house.
Which, you know, I've grown pot in my house.
Whoa.
But
why are you admitting to that?
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Statute of limitations?
It's been so long.
Well, anyway.
They have to prove when it happened, where it happened, all kinds
of
stuff.
Sure, and we're cool with that. I mean, you know, it's pot. Big deal. I mean, we're Free Talk Live. We're all for legalization of drugs and everything like that. So it's not a big deal to us, necessarily. But what if we were someone else?
And
what if it was a big deal to us?
Why would you jilt someone, cheat them out of, $1,000? What was the rent?
$950.
$950, and then be a jerk to them and leave your grow operation essentially the evidence of your grow operation.
Yeah.
I mean, at any point, we could have called the law called him and said, hey, we want the $950 right now, or we're calling the cops. Oh, I don't have it. Well, you've got 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
But we didn't.
No, I don't really want to call the law.
We continued to look around the house, and we continued to find more interesting things.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we got down to the basement, there's a little section off of the basement that's just sort of dirt portion, like just
Yeah, it's just another storage area in the basement.
And, well, it looks like they must have had 100 plants in there.
Yeah, there was it was another grow room. So they obviously had two stages. They had the upper room, which is small, a small little closet to start the
germination,
the babies.
Kind of,
and then they move them down to
the girls downstairs and
the basement.
Let them grow.
Right? And all of, you know, a lot of the stuff was still there.
I love the way they took the great stuff and caulked up all the little cracks in the windows.
So the light wouldn't come out.
There would be no light coming out of the room. Yeah.
So there were still some hooks in the ceiling where, you know, the lights were hung from. There was white board around the sides of the room
to reflect the light
back onto the plants.
I've seen
grow ops before, so I knew exactly what it was when I walked in there. And there was even a bag of plant food. I mean,
they had rose food spray.
Right.
I mean,
not to mention
the whole property. There's no plants here on the property. A couple of trees, but it's grass and trees.
Right.
Well, I mean, what is he? He's not taking care of the petunias off to the side.
Plus, even if besides, we found the leaves. We knew it was marijuana.
Sure.
But on top of that, there were stems there. Big, long stems, full-size plant stems in the basement as well. I mean, they left so much evidence. It's amazing to me. Look, here's a tip. If you're growing marijuana in your house and it's a rental, don't screw your landlords over. It's just bad karma, man.
Don't leave any evidence, period, because your landlords may not be as understanding as we are.
And you really have to be a lazy bum. You had 90 days notice to clean up your mess and get out. And he did. He didn't clean it all. He left so much evidence. Not only was there two grow rooms with plenty of evidence, which, by the way, we have photographed, and I should probably put those photos up on the BBS when I get a chance, but believe me, I've got tons of stuff to do, so that might be a little while. So we've got all the evidence of what was going on, and there were some other interesting things that we found. We found, a bowl. We found marijuana smoking paraphernalia, seeds, stems, little bits of pot. But we also found a few notes.
Oh, that's right. There was the one note giving a gentleman $10 off of his next purchase, but apparently due to a CD batch that he had
gotten. We don't know what the reason was. But.
And then there was another one, talking about tabs.
What's that?
Well, those are LSD hits.
Presumably. That's what we think it is. So there's some interesting evidence around here. Not only was the tenant who trashed the house that we moved into growing marijuana and selling marijuana, but it appears he was also selling LSD as well. Again, all the activities I don't necessarily have a problem with, but in the day, the world we live in, they're still illegal, and you don't want to treat your landlords like crap if that's the stuff that you're doing. In fact, there's a little bit more to the story on the way. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. In fact, our bulletin board system is there with over 125,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting. Various different topics discussed, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. So we're telling the story of why it is that there was no show last night. And the reason is, well, first we moved to New Hampshire. And we expected that there wasn't going to be a show on Labor Day just because it would have been impossible to get everything unpacked quick enough to put together. And so we thought we were going to have it together by Tuesday. And
sure.
We might have had we not run into complications. The complication was, just to recap here, that I purchased a house. The renters were losers. We came up. House was trashed. And as we discovered it, not only was the house trashed, but some of the stuff that they left was evidence of marijuana, a marijuana grow-op.
Yeah. Cultivation. I think it's 10 years a plant.
Something like that. Cultivation is a big deal. I mean, it is way worse to, as far as the law is concerned, it's worse to grow marijuana than it is to sell it. You can sell quantity of marijuana and not come close to the punishment you'll get from growing marijuana.
Right.
So not only were they growing marijuana, or he was growing marijuana, and we don't know if they were all involved. We know that at least one of them was.
They were in the house.
The straggler, the one that was still had all of his crap everywhere, was the one that was growing it. So we know that he was growing marijuana. We know that he was selling marijuana because we have notes with his name on it, by the way, which we're not mentioning on the air. Why? Because we're good guys.
Right.
You know? So the notes were there proving that he was selling marijuana. Also, possibly selling LSD, one note mentioning tabs, which is shorthand street slang, if you will, for LSD.
Hits of LSD.
So, busy man this guy was, but apparently not busy enough.
Didn't we find the note in the fridge?
The freezer.
The freezer. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where
that's
you keep
place
that
you
stuff.
Want to store
yeah.
LSD. So, you certainly don't store notes in the freezer in general.
Generally, no.
So we found out all this interesting stuff about this renter. In fact, he left more stuff around the house, like unpaid bills and car registration information. So we managed to glean all kinds of interesting information about this guy, including who his parents are and where they live. And so basically, we learned all this about him. Then he comes back. See, he works with the guy who lives on the other side of the duplex. So mm-hmm. he comes by to pick him up and drop him off. So when he came by, I happened to be out front. I said, hey, so-and-so, come on over here, and I just want to talk to you real quick. And I let him know. I said, look, man, we know what you were doing. We've got all the evidence. And I laid it out. I said, we know exactly what was going on. And he just looked stunned. And why he looked stunned, I don't know. I mean, you'd think he would have known he left all the crap in the house.
It's amazing. Here we are, dude's 25 and a dude's 35, takes over the house, and he's left his whole cultivation project, you know, just the evidence all over the place.
Yep.
And he's surprised, and he's shocked that we might, you know, we're upset at him about not having paid the rent.
Right, so I let him know that we knew what was going on, and I also told him that I didn't call the cops, and I'm not going to call the cops. In fact, I said, look, man, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot here. I don't want you to think I'm a bad guy, because I hadn't done anything wrong. I just let him know that I gave him 90 days notice to move out, and they trashed my house. So I didn't want to get off on the wrong foot here. In fact, I'm an ally of yours. I support what you were doing. I think it's fine. It doesn't bother me at all. And so he seemed really appreciative of the fact that I didn't go to the police. And I thought maybe this will be a I don't know, something that will strike home and change his attitude and change his demeanor. I mean, the fact that now he knows that we know what was going on, right?
Right.
You'd think that maybe that would maybe change his demeanor to where instead of being crappy to us and just generally being a jerk,
yeah,
that he would all of a sudden maybe change the way he's acting.
Essentially, you know, he wanted his stuff back out of the house that he had left in here for, you know, well beyond his the termination of his lease.
Yeah.
And he wanted it without paying his rent.
Which is where the conversation went next. After I had informed him of what we knew what was going on. Then he continued to bring back the same old mantra again about how, well, you should have taken the welfare check from the city of Keene,
right.
And we filled out a lot of government paperwork to get that welfare check, and you wouldn't take it. It's your fault for not taking it, and blah blah blah. It was just basically, I have no responsibility. I want my stuff. Etc.
Right.
It was like the whole information about us having felony evidence about what he was doing didn't even faze this
washed
guy.
Washed all over him. He's just used, you know, just one, another kid that's used to getting whatever he wants,
yep.
Whenever he wants, and, you know, with no wait period, and he just expected us to provide that for him.
Yep.
He just wanted what he wanted, and that's all. It doesn't matter whether you did something good by him. It doesn't matter whether you've done what's within your rights. None of that stuff matters. I want my stuff, and I don't want to pay you rent.
Exactly right. And I tried to make a deal with him. I said, look, man, by the way, the reason he came by, one of the other reasons he was there was because, again, I mentioned earlier that I left a message on his cell phone saying he could get his stuff from the side of the yard because we bagged a bunch of the crap up. And, of course, we included the trash with it, so he'd have to go through it because he trashed my house. He can look through the trash to find his stuff. So we put the stuff out on the side yard, and I'd said that he could come by after Tuesday night. But this was Tuesday afternoon when he arrived, so technically all the stuff wouldn't have been out there at that
right.
point. And he came by, and he thought that I was being nice by doing this and that I was going to let him have all of his valuable stuff back. Well, there's snowshoes in here. There's snowboarding shoes, rather.
Yep.
There's snowboarding jackets. These things are a couple $100 a piece.
Wasn't there a PlayStation 2?
There's a PlayStation 2. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in here that they left. So I basically said, look, you know, I'm just going to put all this stuff in a corner and you can have it back. Just pay me my last month's rent. And he doesn't want to do it.
He's like, I have negative $200 in my bank account, as though that confronts us.
Yeah.
As though that has anything to do with where we're at.
Well, and then he complained about his roommate. Oh, well, you know, I only was supposed to pay half the rent, and my roommate, blah, blah, blah. Well, his roommate was out on time. I got no gripes with the roommate.
Well, I got gripes with him. He didn't pay the rent.
I understand. Besides that, at least he left, and his room was clean.
We don't have the leverage on him.
His room was clean when he left, okay? Compared
right.
to this other dude, the roommate's a saint. So it was just excuse after excuse. And then as he's getting ready to go, you and him were kind of battling it out. And he says, well, you said something about learning something or whatever. And he says, well, if I've learned anything, I've learned that people from Florida are a-holes.
Yeah. And that's like the best he could come up with, you
yeah.
know? Like, people from Florida are a-holes.
Right.
Come on. I mean... He made fun of the fact that I said jilted, as though it wasn't a word in the English language. I mean, you know, the kid, his repartee, not
yeah.
so hot. But he just, I don't know. To me, the kid's like, hubris is just amazing.
Yeah, like John's, I mean, he's it. I mean, he's the man, according to him. And we could have brought him down if we'd wanted to.
Sure.
But we didn't.
He could be sitting in a jail cell right now and not going to see the light of day for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know where this is going to go from here. Obviously, there's still a few things to be resolved. It's probably going to wash.
He had the expectation that a package was going to be delivered here, and then asked you to hold the package for him.
Wait. That was after he left. He left in a huff and called us a-holes and was just being a jerk. And then he comes back.
He was
back.
Pretty specific that I was the a-hole. Oh,
he said people from Florida.
Yeah, but then he said, I don't like you, and I really don't like your co-host.
Right. So then later, after insulting us, he leaves, comes back later, and says, "Hey, Ian, there's a package coming for me. Can you hold that for me?"
Yeah, but we'll just be sure to take care of that for you. We'll just sign right up.
I said to him, "I'll hold it for you, so-and-so." Okay. That doesn't mean I'm going to give it to you directly. Maybe I'll take it to his dad. That's what I'm thinking about doing at this point. In fact, if you have any suggestions for where we should go from here, because the story's not over, that we just brought you up to the current day.
We've got their stuff, and there's, in all likelihood, what he considers to be a valuable package going to be showing up for him.
Right. So let us know what you think the next step should be at 800-259-9231. Also, are you a landlord? Have you been a landlord in the past? And what are your tenant hell stories? Every landlord's got them, right?
Yep. Well, I've got to say that this house wasn't as trashed as a duplex that I had.
Okay.
I had a duplex in Sarasota that was down on 20th Street, just off Central, if you know where I'm talking about. Well, you do.
Go ahead.
It's in the worst part of town.
Okay, that's all you need to
know. And the trash was beyond ankle deep. It was probably, somewhere mid-calf. And it was everywhere. Dirty diapers. I mean, at the very least, we didn't have to clean up poo this time.
Oh, my goodness, you did.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there was a cadaver of a rat in the midst of one of the bedrooms. I can't imagine. It was the child's bedroom. I don't know how long it had been there, whether a child was sleeping in the room with a cadaver of a rat. I mean, it had been there for a while. It wasn't like a fresh cadaver. The refrigerator had been turned off with stuff in it. And, oh, my God, it smelled awful.
I don't understand.
Apparently, they cooked something in the stove and left it. I don't know.
How can people live like this? How is it possible to live in such filth? I don't understand. Hour number two is on the way. And there's actually other newsy stuff to talk about, including what George Bush, I guess, admitting to the secret CIA prisons that we've talked about in the past, and more. And your calls as well, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live, we're back in action. Hour two on the way.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.